This weekend in the UK seems to have been full of news about Prince Philip's funeral. Prince Philip, or the Duke of Edinburgh, died at the age of 99, just a few months short of his 100th birthday, when presumably he would have got a telegram from his wife. I've been thinking a little bit about people who reach a great age for their thoughts today, and have found a meditation by Brother Bob Lloyd on the theme of a great age. He says, "There's a story about the disc jockey who was handed new copy just as he was about to announce the next number of he was going to play. He read the copy quickly. The next song is dedicated to John Jones, who is 111 today. He does a double take and exclaims, 'My, that is a great age.' After a second look, he sees he's made an error and he rereads the copy, saying, 'The next song is dedicated to John Jones, who is ill today.' 111 would have been a great age, but so is 101. And our father-in-law was born in 1884 in Birmingham. As a boy, he personally knew Brother Robert Roberts. Very few people are alive today," says Brother Bob Lloyd, who was writing in 1986, who could say that they had met Brother Robert Roberts. He says, "My father-in-law used to love to talk about the past, as most older folks do. Think of the things that have transpired since he was born in 1884. Most of the modern conveniences we take for granted were unheard of when he was growing up. Turkey was in full control of Palestine and there were few Jews there. Russia had no military might and the sun never set on the British Empire. What would Brother Robert Roberts think if he could see the world conditions that we see? What do we think as we see them? Are we so blasé and callous that we're almost tempted to say, 'Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.' But things have not really continued as they were from the beginning of creation. It's just that we have witnessed them come one at a time during our lifetime, so we might not be as excited about them as we should be. Each year we wonder what will happen during the course of the year. It could well be that this year sees the return of our Lord and that none of us will be here this time next year. We're living in a great age, whether or not we're of a great age. And let us live this year as if it were our last, whether we are 16, 60 or 101. But how can we do that? How can we live our lives in such a way? By realising that there is really only one purpose for our individual existence. When Jesus comes to call us to his judgment seat, that moment is the end of our mortal life as we know it. At that point, we will either become immortal and live forever, which will make 101 seem like a tiny speck of time, or we will be destroyed, and that will mean that our entire life of however many years will have been a total waste. So we are now determining which verdict will be ours, and it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, so we know he wants us in it. What does this year hold in store for us that is more important than the kingdom? A new job? Money? A new sport? A new home? These things will seem unimportant when we face the Lord Jesus Christ and he asks us, 'What have you done for me?' How wise we are to decide to make this year our year for the Lord. It will be a great year if we do, and it will be a disaster if we don't, no matter what else we might achieve. If we completely surrender ourselves to God this year, he will cause all things to work together for good in the eyes of the Lord. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Some of the things that would have upset us, and many of the trials that would have caused us concern, will no longer bother us. For we, this year, will have learned in whatsoever state we are in, therewith to be content." Yes, this year can be the best year of our life, if we live it as if it were our last. Even if it isn't, it will be better because we lived it wholly and totally for the Lord. Let us decide right now that this year we will surrender our lives to God, and we join Paul in exclaiming, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.